Yiraisa.
Today's Amud is Sukkah Vavamabez. We're holding on Vavamabez, seven lines from the top, by the last word on the line, the word Mechitzen. So the Gemara is in the middle of discussing a member of Rav. Rav had said that Shi'urin, Chatzitzen, and Mechitzen are all a halach l'maisha misinai. Now the reason why the Gemara mentioned this member of Rav is because the Gemara was looking for a makar that a Sukkah needs to be at least 10 tefachim tall. So we mentioned that according to Rabbi Meir, this could be learned out from a pasuk regarding the kapiras that the sukkah needs to be at least 10 tefachim tall. But the Gemara said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, being that he holds the shear of an am is different, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, that makar didn't work. So he said that the makar according to Rabbi Yehuda is halachah l'maisha misinai, and that's what it meant mechitzen. That's what Rav meant when he said that shiurin, chatzitzen, and mechitzen are halachah l'maisha misinai. Mechitzen was referring to the shear of the sukkah. So says the Gemara now, Mechitzen, what is Mechitzen? When Rav said that Shiur Mechitzen and Mechitzen are Halacha Moshe Mesinai, so what's Mechitzen? That's Hadamran, that's what we said already, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the fact that the Sukkah needs to be at least 10 Tefachim tall, that's Halacha Moshe Mesinai. Well, says the Gemara, Hanichal Rabbi Yehuda, that makes sense if you go like Rabbi Yehuda, that he doesn't have the Makar from the Pasuk of the Kapiras. So then he learns it out from the Halacha Moshe Mesinai. Alil Rabbi Meir, but according to Rabbi Meir, who has a Pasuk for it, so Ma'ikal Meimar, so what's the what did Rav mean when he said that Mechitzen are Halacha L'maisha Misinai? Said for the Gemara, Ki Asai Hilchasa L'gud V'lovud V'daifin Akuma. That there are other details regarding the walls of the Sukkah, or perhaps even the Schach of the Sukkah, that we learn now from Halacha L'maisha Misinai. And that's good. Good Achis, good Asik, Rashi says, both of them, which is extending walls of L'avud, is closing up gaps, which are both concepts that the Gemara will deal with later on in the Masechta. V'daifin Akuma, like that we mentioned on Daf Dalet, that Doifin Akuma that we could bend as long as there's not more than less than four Amis of Schach Pasul by the edge of the Sukkah, so we could bend the wall. That's Doifin Akuma, that's Halacha L'maisha Misinai. So that's what Rav meant when he said Mechitzen are Halacha L'maisha Misinai. According to Rav, it's referring to good Lavud and Doifin Akuma. We mentioned in the Mishnah Beizam and Aleph, V'she'en L'shalish Defanis, that a Sukkah that doesn't have three walls is a Basel of Sukkah. So says the Gemara, Tan Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa, that there's Machlaikas about this, Shtayim Kelchasan V'shlishis Afilu Tefach. The sheet of the Rabbana, the sheet of the Tanakama, is that a Sukkah needs to just be two walls Kelchasan, each sheet according to what they hold. The way we paskin is that Kelchasan means seven Tvachim. According to Beis Hillel, it's only six Tvachim. According to Rebbe, it's four Amais. The way we paskin is that it's seven Tvachim. So we need to have two walls that are kel chasan, which seven tefachim, v'shlish is afilu tefach, and then the third wall could be even just the tefach. That's the sheet of the Rabbanan. Reb Shimon Oimer, however, Reb Shimon is chalik on the Chachamim, and Reb Shimon says that no, shalosh kel chasan, v'revias afilu tefach, that the sukkah needs to be three full walls, again, the way we pass in seven tefachim, and then the fourth one could be just the tefach. So it's machlaikas chacham and Reb Shimon, according to the chachamim, a sukkah is two full walls and then one that's just a tefach. According to Reb Shimon, you need at least three full walls and then a fourth wall that's a tefach. So now says the Gemara, B'aykam Ifligi, what's the side of the machlaikas? What's the machlaikas based on? Says the Gemara, the Rabbanan Savri Yesh Eim LaMasayres, Reb Shimon Savar Yesh Eim LaMikra. The machlaikas, the Rabbanan, and Reb Shimon is about whether or not we say Yesh Eim LaMasayres, meaning do we say that the Iker is the way a word is written? Or like Reb Shimon, do we say Yesh Eim LaMikra, do we say that the Iker is the way a word is read? And it's really all based on the pasuk. Some might have the pasuk on the side of the Gemara, pasuk in Vayikra, Perichav Gimel, pasuk Mem Beis, Mem Gimel. The pasuk says, Basukais, Teish Rushivas Yamim. So it says one time the word Basukais, and it's written without a vav, Basukais. We read it as if it had a vav, Basukais, but it's written without a vav. It's written Kilu Basukas, which is Lashon Yachid. Just reread it, Lashon Rabbin, we read it Basukais. So it says, Basukais, Teish Rushivas Yamim, Kol Ezrach B'Yisrael, Yesh. Again, it's written b'loshen yachid without a vav, but we read it with a vav, like as if it was b'loshen rabbim. Laman yedu derisechem ki basu kais eishaftis b'nei Yisrael. And there it says with the vav, there it says a b'loshen rabbim. So it says basu kais chaser, again basu kais chaser, and then it says basu kais, and it says in male. So now there's a machlaikas, do we make an ikker out of the way it was written, or do we make an ikker out of the way the word is read? And the Gemara explains. Rabbanan savri yeshem lemasayres. Rab Shimon savri yeshem lemikra. And now here the Gemara explains. Rabbanan savri yeshem lemasayres. The Rabbanan say that the ikar is the way a word is written. It's the way the word is written. Basukas, basukas, basukais. And the way it's written is two times belashan yachid and then belashan rabim. So it says if it says basukais four times, it says like four times the word sukkah. Harekan arbas. That's four. Dal chad gufei. Now one of them is necessary just to teach us about the concept of sukkah. So it comes out that there's three extra times it says basukas, pashlu tlasa, you're left with three, and from that three we learn out that shtayim kil chasan, that there has to be two full walls, vasai hilchasa, ugrasa lishlishis, va'aikma tefach. And then the halacha meshim sinai of mechitza comes and tells us that the third wall could be even just a tefach. So being that we're left with three times basukas, which is describing the Gemara is darshaning that that's describing the walls. So we learn out from there, the halacha meshim sinai tells us that one could be just a tefach, so it comes out that there's shtayim kil chasan, ushlishes afilu tefach. That's how the Rabbanan got their shita from. Reb Shimon Savar, Reb Shimon holds that yeshem lemikra. We go based on the way we read the word. So the way we read the word is by each, you know, the three times we read it belashan rabbit. Basukais, basukais, basukais. Harei kan sheish, that's six times. Now, dal chad kra legufei. Now, one of the words we need for, to teach us just about the concept of sukkah. So, being that we take away one whole word of basukais, pashaluhu arba. Now we're just left with four. Two times it says basukais belashan rabbim, so that's four. So we learn from there, shalosh kil chasan, that there's three full walls, and then asai hilchasa, ugrasa l'revias, va'oik misa atefach. And then the halacha meshim sinai comes and tells us that the fourth wall could be even just a tefach. So the Gemara's first beer of the machlokes between the Rabbanan and Rab Shimon is about yeshem lemaseiras or yeshem lemikra. The Rabbanan say that we go based on the maseiras, the way the word is written, and the Rab Shimon says we go yeshem lemikra, we go based on the way the word is read. Now Taisus points out that avada, everybody holds that we use both. Though it's not for nothing that the Torah says something in a writes it chaser, it writes it without a vav, and we read it with a vav. These things aren't bemikra. Avada, everything is with tremendous diktuk in the Gemara as well. Everything, even just the fact that the Gemara calls this yesh eim lemikra and yesh eim lemaseiras. So the first tshuva, I believe, in Tshuvas Arif, he discusses this. Why is it called a binyan av? And then by over here, we call it yesh eim lemaseiras. Why sometimes we use the father and sometimes we use the mother? Why isn't it, why don't we say yesh av lemikra and yesh av lemaseiras? Why isn't it called a binyan eim? These things are with tremendous diktuk. We call it a basko. We don't call it a benko. So the Rif deals with that. But the point is that everything's with tremendous dicta. So says this avada, everybody holds that we use both the mikra and we use both the maseiras. The machlaikas, what the Gemara means over here to describe, is that the machlaikas is which one is the ikar. Meaning, when you have a stira between the way a word is written, how to darshan the Torah, should we go bas or the mikra? There's a stira. There would be a stira with using both the mikra and the maseiras. So the machlekes here is which one is the ikar. Avada, we generally use both. The shaila over here is when you have a stira, so now which one is the ikar? And it's a nafkamina la'alacha. The Braisa says in Mesechus Seferim that you're not allowed to put nekudais inside of a sefer Torah. You can't put vowels in the sefer Torah. And some of the mafarshim explain that the reason is because of this. Because being that we hold you go basar both. The way a word is written is important. It's not just the way it's read. We use both. So therefore, you can't put vowels. You can't put nekudais into the Sefer Torah because then you're going to be taking away from the Maseiras. You're taking away from the way the word is written. If you put it in as if it had a vav, you put a chaylam by the chav, so then you're taking away from the way the word is written, and therefore such a Sefer Torah is possible. That's what it's brought down lahalacha and Shulchan Aruch because l'maisa we use both. The shaila over here is just when you have a stira, so which one is the ikar? So again, so that's the first way the Gemara is explaining the machlokes between the Rabbanan and Rab Shimon is yeshem lemikra, yeshem lemaseiras, or yeshem lemikra. V'ibayisayma, says the Gemara, the kuli alma yeshem lemikra. Really, everybody holds that we go baser the way a word is read, and therefore we have six times basukais, and we take away one legufe, so we're left with four. V'hacha baka miflegi. The machlokes is as follows: we're left with four. B'mar savar schacha baikra. The Rabbanan hold that we also now need to use one of the words of sukkah out of these four. We need to use one to teach us about the schach of the sukkah. I mean, you can't just learn about the walls, we also have to know about the schach. So therefore, the Rabbanan say that one is for the schach. We're only left with three, and the Lacha Moshe Misinai tells us that the third one could be just a tefach, and therefore that's how they get shtayim kol chason ushlishes afilu tefach. Umar Savar, however, Reb Shimon holds that schach aloi ba'yikra. No, you don't need a special pasuk for schach. The whole word sukkah is al shem eschach kriya sukkah. It doesn't need its own extra word. Rather, the four words of sukkah is just to teach us about the walls, and the Lacha Moshe Misinai just tells us that the fourth one could be a tefach, and that's how the Rabbanan, that's how the Reb Shimon gets to his halacha that it's three walls kol chasan, and the fourth wall is a tefach. V'bayisema, third beer in the machlekes. V'bayisema, the kuli alma yesh emel masayras. Really, everybody holds that we go basar the way a word is written, and therefore we're left with three. Meaning, after we take away chad the gufei, so we're left with three. V'hacha b'hacha mifligi. And here the machlekes is as follows: Mar savar the chachamim hold that ki asai hilchasa legareya. The Lacha Moshe Misinai is coming to tell us to subtract. Meaning, it's telling us about that third wall. It doesn't have to be complete. It could even just be a tefach. Umar savar Reb Shimon holds that no ki asai hilchasa lahaisif. The Lacha Moshe Misinai is coming to add. So you're right, you start off with three. But the Lacha Moshe Misinai tells us that you have to have a fourth wall. That fourth wall could be just a tefach, but you need to have that fourth wall. Or it could be that everybody holds that the Lacha Moshe Misinai is coming to detract. And it's coming to subtract from the wall. And everybody holds Yeshem L'Masiris, so we go basa the way a word is written. So we're left with three. Seemingly, v'hacha b'darshan tchilas kamiflegi. But the machlekes is whether or not we're really left with three. Meaning the machlekes is, we took it for granted that we were left with four when we go basa mesayres. But we said that v'chad the gufei, and therefore we're left with three. The machlekes is gufa, do we need to take away one the gufei? V'hacha b'darshan tchilas kamiflegi. Could we darshan the first word? Meaning, once we see we're darshaning all the other sukkahs, so maybe even the first one we could darshan as well. Mar savar darshan tchilas. The Reb Shimon holds that we darshan tchilas, and therefore we're really left with four. And the Lacha Moshe Misinai is subtracting in a chanami, but we're still left with four, and therefore it's three walls kil chasan, and the fourth wall is a tefach. Umar savar the chachamim hold that ain't darshan tchilais, that we can't darshan tchilais, and therefore we're left with three. Rav Masna Amar, a different pshat, at least in Rav Shimon, that Tameh the Rav Shimon is Mehacha. The reason for Rav Shimon that he holds that the sukkah needs to have four walls, Shleishim Kilchasan, and the fourth wall, Afilu Tefach, is Mehacha. It's learned out from the following pasuk, because the pasuk says, V'sukkah tiyel etzel yoyimo mechayrev, ulamachsa lemistar mizarami mematar. That the sukkah has to protect from all the different elements. And therefore, that's only going to happen if a sukkah has four walls, three walls, Kilchasan, and the fourth wall could be a Tefach. But that's only going to protect from all the various elements if you have a more substantial structure, and therefore that's Reb Shimon's makar that a sukkah needs to have three full walls, and then only the fourth wall could be a tefach. L'maisa la'alacha we paskin like the Rabbanon that a sukkah only needs to be two full walls, and the third wall could be just a tefach, and then the sukkah is kosher. However, Taisus in Rosh Hashanah on Chaf Chasam Abeis, he says there's a line over there in Taisus. Taisus says that in Kol Shekain you could do four walls, and that it's even better to do four walls. And it's Bar LaHalacha, the Prima Gadim, and Simon Tafresh Mem Gimel, and Mishpat Zav, Ois Dalet, and the Chaya Adam, and Klal Kuf Mem Vav, and Ois Beis. Both of them they bring that there's a Maila in having a Sukkah Dafka that's made out of four walls. Even though we paskin like the Rabbana that the Sukkah is only Shtayim Kil Chasan, Ushlish is Afilu Tafach, Lamaisa there's a Hiddur to have a Sukkah that's made out of four walls.